Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of feeling?
Okay, big issues, big hats. A lot of stuff to unbundle here with one of the greatest political minds out there. Corey Lewandowski joins us on the Dom Show here again in Philadelphia. On Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Corey, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back. And so, they say it's always sunny in Philadelphia. I heard that once.
It's 15 years. It's not so sunny today, but I think that show's
today.
Running 15 years. Yeah. Not today.
Amazing.
Hey, Corey, for the show, I mean, I took one for the team yesterday. I watched 38 minutes and 10 seconds of Joe Biden and Governor Wolf. Wow. Scintillating stuff yesterday. Do you think Biden is a cinch to be the nominee first?
Well, the short answer is yes. He is going to be the Democratic nominee, and the reason is the way the rules are structured, either on June 2nd or June 9th, Joe Biden will make the threshold of requiring the requisite 1,991 Democrat delegates to secure that nomination at their convention. So the answer is yes, he will be the Democratic nominee.
Okay. And how about VP choice? I'm interested. I think Amy Klobuchar is the one that helps him the most, but she has no shot now with what's going on in Minnesota, what Biden said with Charlemagne the God, et cetera. Probably no shot, right?
I think that's right. I think, look, Joe Biden has summarily dismissed 50% of the U.S. population as being a potential vice presidential candidate just because of their body parts. And look, I thought we did away with gender-based job applications in the 1930s and 40s, but Joe Biden says the only criteria to be the vice president is that you have to be born with certain body parts, which I think every American actually finds offensive, to be honest with you. Not just males, but also females find it offensive. And now Joe Biden, I believe, because he says you ain't black and that Joe is going to defeat Joe, is going to go out of his way to find either the farthest left progressive he can with Elizabeth Warren, or he will go to Kamala Harris, who, by the way, is not African-American. She's Jamaican, I believe. So it's a very different thing. But he's going to go and pick a female who's either a very, very far left progressive. I don't believe Amy Klobuchar is even under consideration anymore.
Listeners, very concerned, Corey. I am too. I'm on this because I live in a capital of cheating, corruption, I believe, in the entire country in Philadelphia, about the mail-in voting. And in Pennsylvania, as you know, no excuse absentee ballots now. The local Republicans, I won't draw you into that. I don't have confidence in. I don't think the Trump campaign does either. They have their own operatives working on this. What can you do to reassure us, particularly here in Pennsylvania, other swing states, that we are not going to be cheated out of this election?
Well, look, we have, at the campaign, we have an amazing Election Day operations team. We deployed our attorneys through all of the hot spots, both in 16 in the primaries and then again in the general elections. And we have done that in the primaries where it was early on, so Iowa, New Hampshire, et cetera, we had our attorneys out making sure that the ballot integrity issues were there. And we are monitoring this and tracking this very, very closely. Look, this is of paramount concern because what we're seeing across the country and what we're hearing is that individuals are receiving ballots at their homes potentially for people who haven't lived there in decades, people who have since been deceased. And, you know, there is really nothing other than the sanctity of the ballot that stops these people from lying or filling these ballots out improperly and sending them in. Now, granted, there are criminal penalties that would be associated with that, but all those things come to fruition after the outcome of the election is determined, and we can't take that chance.
No, without a doubt. Now, the last time you were on with me, I wrote it down. We were in great agreement that the president should be challenging Biden to a whole series of debates, not just three, as many as you want. And it's an easy pitch to the American public that we need to see these two more. It's that important. What's happening with that, do you think?
Well, look, I made that pitch directly to the president. I had the privilege to spend some time with him last Monday in the Oval Office. And so, look, I think it's a great idea. And, you know, it's important to remind your listeners here that the way it has worked in the past, the Presidential Debate Commission, of which is basically a scam of an operation, right? The first debate in 2016 between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton transpired on September 26th, 4 years ago. Now, under that scenario, which is about the time frame that they're recommending for the first debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, under that scenario, ballots would have been measured in the earliest states 23 days prior to that.
Wow.
Which means there is a huge lag time between when the ballots are going out and people are actually potentially seeing the two principal candidates debate. So I want to see Donald Trump debate Joe Biden every single day. I really think that the president should do this. I think he is going to destroy Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not what he used to be. Donald Trump is a phenomenal debater, and I think the American people have a right to see both of their candidates toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano, making their points while their ballots are in their hand and not after they've already voted.
Well, you can't tell us what the president said on that, but I'm sure deep down that's exactly what he wants. And, you know, it's also a test physically when you're going, as you know, and I've only done this sporadically, a debate like that, 2 or 3 hours of that, the tension, the buildup and all, you get a sense of the pressure a person has when they're president, and you see some people, Biden, who would not be able to handle that. That's a tell that he really wouldn't be president. It would be his wife or whomever around him that would actually be making decisions.
Well, I don't think they're going to let Jill Biden on the debate stage with Joe. I can't be certain of that, but you know, we would obviously protest that. And the truth is, you know, and who's ever pulling the string behind Joe's head on that particular day, I think we're going to try and stop that too. But we want Joe Biden in front of the American people, right? We want him to have to answer questions, and not just questions from what has really been a fawning media. You know, I watched the Dana Bash interview, and one of the points in Joe's interview, and this was crazy, he said, this guy, talking about Trump, he goes, he reminds me of the guys I grew up playing ball with. They love to hold the ball, but they didn't like to hit. Hey, I don't even know what the hell that means.
It's a basketball mixing. It's basketball. It's basketball mixing with football somehow or another.
Well, exactly. I mean, the guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. And Dana Bash looked at Joe Biden and he said, okay, let's move on, because she couldn't even come up with a response.
No, exactly.
So my point is, we want the American people to see Joe Biden for what he really is, which is a gaffe-prone, seems to be racist the way he spoke. And look, that seems to be what Joe Biden really thinks of the black community, that you ain't black if you're not voting for Joe Biden. I mean, that's outrageous.
Absolutely. We're talking with Corey Lewandowski now. The Wall Street Journal says it well today. I think certain politicians are born under a lucky star. George W. Bush was. Look at the two he got to run against. And they say President Trump is, because Twitter has given him a golden issue here. No reasonable, anybody persuadable gets it, that Twitter cannot be censoring you and putting on material, or me, or President Trump. It would be gargantuan to be doing that all day long. It doesn't work. They've made a big error here.
But it's a huge error. They've really stepped on themselves. And look, even Mark Zuckerberg, who is the founder of Facebook and one of the richest men in the world, had to come out and say that this was a terrible decision by Twitter. And look, without drawing too much attention to the lunatic who's supposed to be charged with policing the, you know,
yes,
Twitter, the guy who's called Donald Trump an actual Nazi, is what he said. He literally said Donald Trump's an actual Nazi, and he's the one who's in charge with policing Twitter. You know, you got to be kidding me. This is the most disgusting thing that we have seen in a long time. And don't forget, the things that Donald Trump was talking about were linked to Washington Post and New York Times stories. So
right,
maybe they need to start going back and looking at all of the things. Let's go back and look at, you know, what Kamala Harris said about Jesse Smollett. I didn't see them calling that into question.
No.
There's so many things that we could go back and look at that we know are just absolute, unequivocal lies, but Twitter now has opened the door for the attacks And it really, the president today, I am told, and we have heard this, is going to be signing an executive order as it relates to social media companies, and it's high time to hold them accountable.
And Corey, basically what it's going to do is say, fine, then if you want to be seen as like a newspaper versus just a graffiti board, then we're going to remove the liability protection from you. My God, can you imagine? Twitter would be over in a half hour.
Well, hey, by the way, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
This is what the president is saying. You can either be a free-flowing place where people can post anything they want and there are ideas, and you doesn't mean you have to agree with the ideas, but that's the right of free speech and you can do that, or you can be in the decision of what content is accurate and which content you allow on your site, but you can't have it both ways because there are repercussions for that, and I am telling you, you mark my words today, Twitter is going to fold like a Joe Biden bad pun.
You're working up that line for a while. Hey, Corey, thank you. Every time you're on, we feel a lot better about Pennsylvania and everything else. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.